What's going on, Joe?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. What's happening over on West End?
Well, we don't talk about bowling enough, you know? And so I wanted to be sure and start with that today. Josie Earnest and a couple of other Vanderbilt bowlers are out in Las Vegas taking part in the USA team trials that are going on. Josie's in fifth place overall after the opening rounds. She's halfway through now, averaging 234 over nine games.
Do they call that version of the Heisman the Ernie McCracken Trophy? The Big Earn Trophy?
Mark's a voter.
She's doing really well, and hoping to stay in the top five with a couple others out there participating as well. Football gears back up tomorrow. They've taken off for exams. They will get back on the practice field tomorrow, and they'll practice every day through the 23rd, I believe. And then on the 23rd, after practice, they'll turn loose and go home for a couple of days at home during Christmas, and then report back right after Christmas and start back in preparation for the bowl game.
Interesting stat for Vanderbilt basketball. The Commodores are 7-0 when out-rebounding an opponent. And I'm sure that's something Kevin will point out to the boys.
He talks a lot about rebounding, and it was really evident, and that was one of the things I thought that stuck out in the South Florida win. You could tell there was a focus on attacking the boards. AJ was, went after the boards like I've not seen in a long time, and they're going to have that on a consistent basis if they're going to be successful. You know, you're right. They're 7-0 when they out-rebound an opponent, 0-3 when they don't. And that maybe is a coincidence, but I would say, if you go back to the Georgia Tech game, there's no question the rebounding cost them that game. Georgia Tech with so many offensive rebounds in that game. Same thing with Illinois. If they rebound better in that game, they probably win it. So it is a high point of focus for them. They're going to have to, especially if you're not a team that's going to shoot the ball, from the perimeter as maybe this team did last year and the year before. You've got to be able to get rebounds and second chances.
Bowling, bowl games, and board work. Joe Fisher.
And Tennessee Tech next. And Tennessee Tech played Florida State awfully close.
They did.
Awfully close. The Tech usually plays us well. They'll be ready to play. That's a tough challenge for us on Saturday.
Joe, talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys.